In scene two, you meet Paris, who wants Capulet's permission to court his daughter, Juliet. Capulet approves of Paris as a potential husband, yet is reluctant to give permission.
Capulet thinks Juliet is too young. She's not even 14. Boy, is that ever young.
One of the purposes of scene two is to reveal Paris's wish to marry Juliet. Yet readers and viewers know the love story will be about Romeo and Juliet. Why do you think Shakespeare brings Paris into the play?
Well, Romeo wants Rosalind. It makes things a little more exciting if Paris wants Juliet. You know that something is bound to happen to change things.
Yes. These unknowns create suspense.
We have no idea what the two women want, though.
True. This creates even more suspense. Now, let's return to Paris and Juliet. Not altogether sure that Paris has a genuine, long-lasting interest in Juliet, Capulet urges him to gaze upon other, fresh female buds at the Capulet ball. In this friendly, almost low-key manner, Capulet is able to test Paris's fidelity to his daughter. Ironically, Benvolio gives Romeo almost the same advice. Find the two passages that illustrate similar advice.
Capulet talks about all of this in lines 24 to 33.
Benvolio says basically the same thing in lines 82 to 99.
Good. I'd like everyone to take a close look at these two passages.
According to the way Benvolio and Capulet make it sound, Romeo isn't in love with Rosalind, and Paris isn't in love with Juliet. They're only infatuated. Once they see other women, they'll forget the ones they say they love.
Good. Let's look at another part of scene two. Capulet's servant has at least two purposes in this scene. One is to provide comic relief. The last scene, you remember, was defined by emotive speeches to do with family feuds and unrequited love. The servant's words and actions give the audience a few laughs. What do you think a second purpose might be?
Somehow Romeo has to find out about the ball. After all, this is where he and Juliet will meet. When Romeo finds out Rosalind is going, of course, he wants to go too. If the servant hadn't asked Romeo to read the list of invitations, none of this would have happened.
Good review, everyone. Now you're ready to answer a few questions.